Am I in the air?
Well, hey, what is going down, everybody? And welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest in entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. We break it all down for you on a week-by-week basis right here on Am I on the Air. It's season 28, episode 8, and tonight's show is titled, Oh, Madam. We're going to be breaking down the news from February 14th through today, February the 20th. I got a couple movies to talk about, got a couple TV shows to talk about, and then, of course, we'll get through the news of the week. How does that sound? Does it sound good? All right. So let's get on into it with the reviews, and we're going to start things off right where I know you want me to, and that is Madam Web. Non-spoiler, don't worry, I won't ruin this for you, but we're going to talk some Madam Web. This is the big new release over the weekend. This is the latest film in Sony's universe of Spider-Man characters that don't include Spider-Man. I don't know what they are trying to do with this universe. You know, we kind of launched it with Venom, and then we had Morbius, now we have Madam Web. We're going to have Kraven the Hunter later in the year. What are we doing with this universe? What is the point when we don't have a Spider-Man, right? But they're going to try. They're going to continue to try. And I'll tell you, so far, you know, I don't hate this universe, right? I love the two Venom movies. I really do. I love Venom. Eddie. They're just fun action movies. So I really enjoy those. Morbius was a big step down. But I still enjoyed Morbius. Morbius was a fun time. I went in with very low expectations and walked out going, hey, you know, it is what it is. It wasn't too bad. And then we had Madam Web come out. And I was excited to see this movie because I love superhero movies, right? And how could I not look forward to a movie with Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Emma Roberts, right? Like, how could I not go into this movie excited based on that cast? I remember when I was breaking down this movie being put together, like, what, a year or two ago, and the casting was coming out. I was like, kudos to the casting director because he knows how to female front this movie with some of the hottest actresses going today. So, you know, congratulations. So I was excited, right? We got something set in the Spider-Man universe, quote unquote, you know, with some spider women. Like, this is going to be really, really cool. So, you know, the movie, we find out it's not being screened for critics in advance, which is usually a problem, right? If a studio believes in their film, it usually gets out in front of people pretty quickly. They held this review embargo literally to the day before the movie dropped, which is never a good sign. Then the early reviews started to come out and everybody was ripping this thing to shreds. Like a 17% Rotten Tomatoes, just really, really bad. So bad that my movie partner, Geeky Pat, chose not to go see this movie because of the bad reviews, which is pretty funny because usually he likes to make his own decisions for himself, but he was swayed enough by the negative reviews. So over the weekend, me, my wife, my daughter, we decided to make it a family day at the movie theater, and we went and saw Madam Web. Now, I went in with obviously very, very, very low expectations because of everything I had read so far, right? I was ready for just this disaster, right? I mean, I've seen people all over the board, like, worst movie of all time, and just all these kind of crazy over-the-top reviews. So I went in expecting the worst. And what I'll say, is the movie bad? Yes, there are very bad elements to this film. Is it as horrible as everyone's making it out to be? No, it's not. The movie is watchable. When it ended, I said, that was okay. That wasn't too bad. And I don't know if it's because I went in with lowered expectations or what, but I enjoyed moments of it for sure. My wife actually really liked it. My daughter liked it, and she didn't even want to go to the movie theater. And she thought it was pretty fun. So, here's a family of three, right? And in different demographics, a man, a woman, a kid, and we all enjoyed it in different levels, right? Nobody walked out going, "That sucked. I can't believe I wasted my time with that." It's not that bad, and I feel like when movies are getting blasted in a negative way, social media and just everybody seems to just hop on this gravy train to be a part of it, right? Yes, it's horrible. We're all gonna scream it to the mountain. It's not. I mean, if you watch this movie and you think back to it being kind of like a late 90s, very early 2000s kind of comic book movie, that's what this movie feels like, right? And I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's not as bad as everybody's making it out to be. This isn't, the worst thing ever. If I had to rank the Sony movies, it is at the bottom, that's for sure. But, again, I didn't mind seeing it. So this one here, this movie is basically forced to confront revelations about her past. Paramedic Cassandra Webb forges a relationship with three young women destined for powerful futures if they can all survive a deadly present. So this one here, it basically your main premise of it is you have Ezekiel Sims. He's your big bad guy, right? He wants this kind of magical spider that's going to give him powers, right? Because we're in the Spider-Man universe. And he gets those powers, but he starts having nightmares every night of three women, basically three spider women, killing him. And so he decides, I have to kill these girls now while they're teenagers before they grow up and they become spider women, right? I got to get rid of them. And so in the meantime, you have Cassandra Webb who starts having visions and she can start to kind of predict the future. So she kind of sees this happening as well. She takes the girls kind of under her wing and they're trying to defeat Ezekiel Sims. Okay. All right. So the movie's clunky. A lot of it doesn't make sense. A lot of it is very convenient, right? It's hard to get into without talking spoilers, but there's a lot of just convenient things that happen here. Tahar Rahim, who plays Ezekiel Sims, absolutely horrible. So horrible. The most wooden acting I have seen in a decade. He's so stiff. He's, I must get these girls. They are going to kill me in the future, and I cannot let that happen. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, who gave this guy the role and then allowed him to deliver like this? How are these girls getting away? I must stop them. They're going to kill me in the future. Like, what? And a lot of times his lips don't even match. It's like he was dubbed over Asian style, right? Like his lips are moving, but it doesn't match the voice that's coming out. And the audio just sounds off the entire movie. Like you're hearing people say things that's not what they're saying on screen. The dialogues just sounds so detached from what you're watching. There's a lot of editing and audio issues in this movie. Adam Scott's in this. He plays Ben Parker. and Emma Roberts is his sister-in-law, Mary Parker. She's pregnant. Guess what the baby's gonna be? Little Peter. So Dakota Johnson, who's a fantastic actress, there's a lot of really good movies with her that you can watch. She does not bring it in this movie. You could tell she's taking a paycheck and she's just kind of sleepwalking through the film. The three girls, I think, try to give it their all. Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, and Celeste O'Connor. They try. They try. And you know, I appreciate that from them. They did a good job. In the trailer, you see them in their Spider-Woman outfits. Yeah, what you see in the trailer is what you get in the movie. They're in the outfits for about 15 seconds, which is really unfortunate. And that was probably the biggest bummer for my daughter, because she was like, when the movie ended, she was like, "What? I wanted to see them get their powers, and I wanted to see them fight more in their suits." And I'm like, "Yeah, we probably all would have liked that, right? That would have been a way better movie than whatever the hell we got." I saw an article in an early review of somebody who watched the movie and gave it a positive review. And in her review, she said, "Go in and try to watch it like a Final Destination movie and not really a comic book movie, and you'll enjoy it more." So I went in kind of thinking that in the back of my head the entire time. And I think it really helped me, because you know what you see throughout the movie is Ezekiel Sims killing these girls in different scenarios, and then Madame Web having to try to switch the situation to change the outcome, right? Because that's the future. She has to change it so that that doesn't happen. So they're kind of chasing death the entire time. And if you watch it kind of in that style, it's kind of pretty cool. And like I said, some of the action's pretty cool. There's not a lot of it though. There's not a lot of action. And like I said, some dumbass decisions. And there's no post-credit scene, so don't waste your time watching. So I got to move on to some other reviews, but that is Madam Web in a nutshell. Like I said, not as bad as they lead you to believe, but not good at the same time. So, you know, unfortunately, a miss for the Sony universe of Spider-Man characters that don't include Spider-Man. So I would give Madam Web 2 stars out of 5, maybe 2.5 out of 5. I land kind of right in that area. It was just okay. All right. Let me go on to my next movie here. Now, this one here came out a couple months back, but it just dropped on Hulu. So I was very excited to watch it. And that is Next Goal Wins. This was the soccer true story that came out back in, what, November, I believe. Directed by Taika Waititi. This was his new movie, with Michael Fassbender in this one here. Will Arnett pops up as Elizabeth Moss. And so this one here is the true story about Dutch coach Thomas Rundgren, who attempts the nearly impossible task of turning the American Samoa soccer team from losers into winners. So we've seen a lot of movies like this before, but you have this soccer team in American Samoa that's never won a game, never even scored a goal. That's how bad they are. And then Michael Fassbender's character is kind of down on his luck. He's kind of getting kicked out of the soccer team, but they give him one last chance, and that's to go to American Samoa and coach this team. And of course, you know, we go from the rags to riches story here. But you know, I loved this movie. I thought it looked really good from the trailer. Never got a chance to go to the movie theater and watch this one, and missed this one. So when I was flipping through Hulu over the weekend, it popped up and I was so excited, jumped right into it, and really, really liked it. This movie's super funny. It has a ton of heart. Yes, it's something you've kind of seen before, but it's a true story, man, and they show you what has happened. What really happened at the end of the film, you know, between the teams, and what happened to this team specifically, and just their story. Everybody's very charming and heartwarming, and I loved all the characters, and I laughed deep belly laughs at many, many moments in this film. I give it a massive thumbs up. I think you should definitely check this one out, especially now that it's on Hulu. I give Next Goal Wins 4 out of 5 stars. Definitely check this one out. And then this is kind of a movie, kind of a you know, I didn't know where to really categorize this one, but Jennifer Lopez has a new quote unquote movie out called This Is Me Now. And this is labeled as like a musical. What I would say, if you are a Jennifer Lopez fan and you're going to watch this one, is to treat it like a long music video, because that's really what it is. So Jennifer Lopez has a new album out now, which is Next Goal Wins. No, Jennifer Lopez's album is not Next Goal Wins. It's This Is Me Now. So basically what she did is she made a visual music movie with several of the songs off this new album, and kind of put it together into a narrative. It's labeled as a love story, and basically it takes her through her life. You know, in her real life, she's been through multiple marriages trying to find the one true love, which kind of that's what the storyline is here, right? She's, meeting men, falling in love, getting married, getting divorced, doing it again, repeating the cycle, the ups, the downs, and then the heartache, and then, of course, finding the love, right? Which is Ben Affleck. But this has a lot of cameos in it. The visuals are great. She definitely spent some money on this thing. This is streaming on Prime Video right now, and it's about 1 hour and 5 minutes long. It's not very long. And if you're a Jennifer Lopez fan and you like her music, I think you'll really enjoy this. It was a good collection of new songs. And like I said, visually, it looks really cool. And there's some really cool dance numbers in this thing. So, I watched it. My wife's a big Jennifer Lopez fan. It came out. We was like, hey, let's might as well check it out, see what's up. And, if you're not a Jennifer Lopez fan, you're not going to like this. This is her. This is like multiple music videos of her, tied into a narrative. So you have to love Jennifer Lopez. If you do, you'll like this. If you don't waste your time, right? So there you go. This is me now over on Prime Video. All right, switching gears on over to TV. The new show that I checked out over this past week is Tracker. Tracker is a new show starring Justin Hartley, which most of you will know from This Is Us. This is his new show where basically he's a bounty hunter. That's the easiest way I can sum this one up. He's a bounty hunter who gets hired to find missing people. He does. He's very good at his job. So this is on CBS, and you can also watch it on Paramount Plus. Two episodes are out right now, and so far so good. I like Justin. I like Justin a lot. I think he's got a lot of potential as an actor, and this is a good role for him. And I like shows like this, right? They're kind of procedural shows where it's like every week is a new mystery, right? Oh, here, I need to hire you. My brother is missing, my husband is missing, whatever the case may be, and let's go find them and see what kind of craziness has been brought up. So I like it. So I'll give it a thumbs up. I think you should check out Tracker. Check it out, Paramount Plus. I also checked out the new documentary that dropped on Netflix called Lover, Stalker, Killer. And this one here is a twisting documentary about a mechanic who tries online dating for the first time and meets a woman who takes romantic obsession into a deadly extreme. This was incredible. I hope they make a movie about this because I'll be there day one. This story is insane. Every time you think you have it figured out, it takes another turn. It's nuts. I'm not going to talk any more about it because I want you to experience it. The less you know, the better. That's all you need to know. A guy online dating and holy shit. So check out the documentary Lover, Stalker, Killer, now streaming on Netflix. And then real quick, we had some return shows come back. Resident Alien is back for season 3. I love this show. Check it out on Peacock. Ghost is back for season 3. Hilarious show, one of the funniest shows on TV right now. Check it out on Paramount Plus. SWAT is back for season 7. I love this show as well. This is the final season. Check it out on Paramount Plus. And Life and Beth is back for season 2, with Amy Schumer and Michael Cera. This is a really, really good show as well. And it's back for season 2 over on Hulu. So there you go. That's what I got. Let's recap it real quick. Madam Web and now in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars. Next Goal wins over on Hulu, 4 out of 5 stars. This Is Me Now from Jennifer Lopez. Check it out on Prime Video. Over on TV, you got Tracker on Paramount Plus, Resident Alien Season 3 on Peacock, Ghost Season 3 on Paramount Plus, SWAT Season 7 Paramount Plus, Life and Beth Season 2 on Hulu, and Lover, Stalker, Killer over on Netflix. Okay, let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Land of Bad. Number 9, Lisa Frankenstein. Number 8, Anyone But You, which is now available on VOD, by the way. Number 7, The Beekeeper. Number 6, Wonka. Number 5, The Chosen, Season 4, Episodes 4 through 6. Number 4 is Migration. Number 3 is Argylle. Number 2 is Madam Web. That's right, 15.3 million for its debut. And this one did open up early on Thanksgiving Day. So from Thanksgiving through the weekend, it made 23.5 million. But over the traditional 3-day weekend, it made 15.3. So a very, very low debut for a comic book movie. This is one of the worst debuts ever. And number one goes to Bob Marley, One Love, the new biopic. It made $28.6 million. This also came out on Valentine's Day, so totally it's made 46.5 over the course of the 5 days. So very, very nice. Big debut there for One Love, the Bob Marley biopic. All right, guys. Now with the box office out the way, let's talk about the news of the week. And man, I put out last week's episode, and then pretty much the, very next day, we got the official announcement of the Fantastic Four cast. That's right. Now, no shocker here. I'm a little bummed just from a shock standpoint because the cast is exactly who I thought the cast was going to be. There was no surprises here, but it was nice to get official confirmation. The Fantastic Four has been cast, and Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby is the Invisible Woman. Eben Moss Bacharach is the Thane, and Joseph Quinn is the Human Torch. So I love it though. I think this is an amazing cast. Again, I love Pedro Pascal. I don't really see him as Reed, but I'm totally open to see his interpretation. I think it's going to be great because I love Pedro. So it's going to be awesome. Vanessa Kirby, I bow down. I love Vanessa Kirby. She's so awesome, and I'm so happy to see her in a big movie like this. Eben Moss Bacharach, of course, killing it right now on The Bear. He's going to be great as the Thane. I know he's going to pull that off. Fantastic. And Joseph Quinn, I haven't seen a ton from him. Obviously, from Stranger Things, he was amazing in that last season. So it's going to be great to see what else he could bring to the table, especially in a charismatic role like the Human Torch. So that is your Fantastic Four cast, which is really, really awesome. It has also been the release date. It was supposed to be May of next year. It got pushed to July, so it gave it a couple extra months. But now it's going to come out 2 weeks after Superman Legacy. So that's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out. We got the new poster for Godzilla X Kong, and this hits theaters March 29th. The new poster looks really, really cool. And of course, with the new poster, they gave us the new trailer. So, again, check out the new trailer. This movie's going to be batshit crazy, and I am so there for it, especially Kong with his little gauntlet on. That's going to be awesome. So, Thunderbolts. So the Marvel Thunderbolts movie was supposed to be over July. They actually moved it up to May. So this and Fantastic Four have swapped dates. So very cool there. So we're going to get Thunderbolts a little bit early. Of course, that's going to be directed by Jake Sher. Stars Florence Pugh, Harrison Ford, Geraldine Viswanathan, Olga Kurylenko, Wyatt Russell, Hannah Jo Kamen. This is going to be a really good one, man. Bucky is back. Red Guardian is back. It's going to be great. We have the new trailer for Apples Never Fall, which is Peacock's new limited drama series that's coming out. This looks really, really good. I had no idea about this show. Watch the trailer, and it looks awesome. So I'm there for it. Peacock has some amazing originals, guys, and you definitely should be subscribed. Friggins, I'm talking to you. That's right. You should get Peacock. We have the trailer for Knox Goes Away, which is Michael Keaton's new movie, and this looks really, really good as well. He plays a hitman who has dementia. And then, yeah, just watch the trailer. It looks really, really good, and it's got a great cast as well too. James Marsden, Al Pacino. Check out Knox Goes Away. Only Murders in the Building Season 4 has added Molly Shannon to the cast. Megan 2.0 is going to be delayed a little bit. It's still going to come out next year, but it's been pushed further down the roster there. Peacock has ordered 4 new scripted series, including a new show from Simu Liu and Stephen Curry. Ethan Hawke, Daniel Radcliffe, and Jessica Biel have joined the new biopic movie Batso. So great cast on that one there. Will Smith is being attached to a new thriller movie called Sugar Bandits. So anxious to see Will Smith get back out there for sure. Reese Witherspoon is set to produce a new movie adaptation called Romantic Comedy. Smile 2 has added Raul Castillo and Miles Gutierrez Riley to the growing cast as they're getting ready to start filming that. Chucky Season 3 Part 2 is coming back in April, so look for some new episodes right there. Scarlett Johansson is set to lead Prime Video's new miniseries from the American Fiction director. He's going to write the show, and it's going to be called Just Cause. Let me see here. Yeah, so Fantastic Four is going to be July 25th now of 2025. So keep your eyes out for that. And it does look like the movie's going to take place in the 60s because they released kind of a drawing of the cast, and it's very dated. It's very old school. And if you kind of piece the clues together, it looks like 1963, 1964 kind of era. And the logo, the Fantastic Four logo, is very, very old school. So curious to see how they're going to be in the 60s. Is this something that, they were around then and then kind of vanished and we haven't seen them since, and that's why nobody talks about them, and then they're going to pop back up? What I was thinking about, because we have all these incursions across the Marvel Cinematic Universe, multiverse timelines, right? What if the Fantastic Four is in the 60s, but in another timeline? They're in another dimension, and that's why, like in their dimension, they're the only superheroes, and that's why we've never heard about them in our MCU, and then they get pulled into our MCU at some point, which changes things and, brings them into our current day by the end of the movie. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I know a lot of you are excited. We finally got some news on X-Men 97, which is the animated continuation of the X-Men animated series. And this is going to start streaming on Disney Plus on March 20th. So, and then they released a new trailer for it, and it looks fantastic, man. Congratulations to the animation department making something that looks exactly like where we left off back in the 90s. So check out X-Men 97. The new trailer has dropped. And it picks up right after where the last episode dropped off. So continue on, my friends. March 20th, Disney Plus. Lupita Nyong'o and Chloe Grace Moretz are set to face off in the ring as UFC fighters in the mixed martial arts drama called Strawweight. I like it, man. Love Chloe Grace. Love Lupita. This is a good lineup here for this. The Greenland sequel is finally moving forward, and the director, is coming back from the first movie as well. The new sequel is called Migration, which I don't know why they would call it that when we just had like the duck animated cartoon movie called Migration that's literally still in theaters right now. But they're going to start filming in April. Gerard Butler and Marina Baccarin are returning. So I loved Greenland. It was a really good movie. I know they were talking about doing a sequel, and then we haven't really heard much. So good to see that it's moving forward. Meryl Streep is going to be coming back once again for Only Murders in the Building season 4. Napoleon is coming to Apple TV Plus at the end of this month, so keep your eyes out for that. Ridley Scott's new movie. Oh, actually, it drops March 1st to be exact. So we're going to kick off March there with Napoleon, Apple TV Plus. We have the new trailer for Prey, which is Ryan Phillippe's new action movie. Trolls Band Together is going to be streaming on Peacock starting March 15th. So that's where you can watch that one at home for free. Dylan O'Brien is set to star in a new dark comedy called Twinless. We have the new trailer for French Girl, which is Zach Braff, his new movie. Dune 2, it's coming out soon. And they just did the early reviews, and they're pretty outstanding. The reviews have been nothing but epic and positive. And I'm hearing even if you didn't like the first movie, you'll probably like this one, which it makes me very excited because I hated that first movie. So we'll see where it goes. But we also found out that Anya Taylor-Joy is playing a secret role in the sequel. So keep your eye out for her when the movie comes out. Barry Keoghan is set to star in a new drama about Saddam Hussein's final months called Amo Saddam. So there you go. A Bewitched reboot is in the works over at Sony Pictures TV. Evil is going to end after season 4. Season 4 will conclude the series, but additional episodes have been ordered as the finale. So even though this wasn't planned as the final season, it is now the final season, but they're going to go back. They're going to make some more episodes to really wrap up the show the right way. So that's awesome there. A lot of people speculating maybe, with Evil ending, does that free up Mike Coulter to come back for a little Luke Cage? That would be cool. That would be really cool. Invincible season 2 part 2. We have the trailer. Check that out for the return of that show. We have the trailer for Sting, which is a new spider arachnophobia creature thriller. Ooh, dude, my daughter hates spiders. I should show her this trailer. She'll be traumatized forever. The new Starz show, The Hunting Wives, has added Brittany Snow to the cast. Aaron Paul and Isaac Gonzalez, their new sci-fi film is landing over at Prime Video. It's called Ash. So definitely check that out. I will check out anything with Isaac Gonzalez. I love her. American Rust season two. I was shocked to see that this show was coming back for season two. This was a Showtime show that I started. I only made it probably halfway through the show. And then when I went to finish it, it wasn't even on Showtime anymore. Like, I couldn't even finish season one. And it was canceled. And I said, oh, okay, I guess I won't finish that show. And then all of a sudden, American Rust season two is coming. But now it's on Prime Video. Like, I'm like, how did this happen? This is very, very weird. This show came out on Showtime, it gets canceled. And then I guess Prime Video swooped in and gave him a second season. It's very odd. This was a show that didn't need a season two. So yeah, I mean, I guess if they bring back season one on Prime, maybe I'll finish season one and see if I want to jump into season two. But I was shocked to see that this show was coming back. We have the new trailer for The Sympathizer, which is Robert Downey Jr.'s new series that's coming to Max. Keep your eye out for that. The Umbrella Academy season four is coming soon. I know a lot of you are excited about that. We got first looks at Joker 2. So we got some new looks of Joker and Harley. So check that out. Looks pretty cool. Girls Five Eva. I love Girls Five Eva. This is a really funny, unique show that was on Peacock. It was a Peacock original. And after two seasons, Peacock canceled it. But Netflix swooped in and picked it up for a third season. So they're back. This show is about a 90s girl group that broke up, but then they kind of reunite to try to make a comeback. It stars Renee, Elise Goldsberry, Busy Phillips, Sarah Bareilles, and Paula Pell. Seasons one and two are going to start streaming on Netflix, along with the brand new season three, all on March 14th. So get ready for that. The new season of Umbrella Academy will drop on August 8th. So keep your eyes peeled for that there, August 8th of this year. Superman and Lois is missing from CW's spring schedule. So when are we going to get this final season of Superman and Lois? We're going to have to wait a little bit longer on that one. 911 on ABC is coming very soon here. Season 7 starts next month. I love 911, so I'm very excited to see this show finally make its return. Long delayed because of the strikes. Walker and All American are coming back soon over on the CW. Trivial Pursuit is getting a TV show over at the CW, and LeVar Burton is in talks to host. Sherlock and Daughter is going to be starring David Thewlis, and it's been ordered over at the CW. So CW killing it over there. This Fool, which is an original series over on Hulu, has been canceled. I actually just started this show about 6 months ago and binged season one and two. Really funny show. So that sucks that they canceled it. But yeah, This Fool has been canceled. Rumor mill that the Spider-Man Noir TV series that they're putting together, they are eyeing and talking to Nick Cage. That's right, the guy who did the voice of Spider-Man Noir in Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, they're trying to get Nick Cage to come and actually be Spider-Man Noir in this TV series. That would be cool. That would be awesome. I'd be anxious to see if he officially signs on. They're also still moving forward on the TV version of Silk. They've just kind of fired their whole writers' room, and they're bringing in all new writers to continue working on Silk. So the Spider Universe is continuing on, and we'll see what happens there. Claire Foy and Richard E. Grant are set to star in a new dark comedy movie called Savage House. Early talks have started about maybe Paramount Plus combining their streaming services. This has been rumors now, not only for these guys, but for several streamers to merge, right? Because there's so many streamers out there that people are starting to get overwhelmed. So to kind of keep people subscribed, the idea is for a lot of the streaming services to bundle, right? Work together, bundle up to make it a little bit cheaper, and you get both services. So Paramount Plus and Peacock are in negotiations, early negotiations. This wouldn't happen anytime soon, but to combine. So we'll see what happens there. Miller's Girl, starring Jenna Ortega, is now available on VOD. I really want to see this movie. I've heard good things, so I'm looking forward to that. Nicholas Pinnock is joining Amanda Seyfried in the new Peacock miniseries Long Bright River. Early Gladiator 2 footage has reportedly blown away the studio execs. Everybody seems very, very happy with what they're seeing on Gladiator 2. So we'll hopefully get something pretty cool there. Nicolas Cage has a new creature feature coming out soon called Arcadian. We have your first look at that. Taylor Sheridan's new series Landman has added John Hamm to the cast. 5 Pounds of Pressure is a new movie coming out, and we have the trailer for it starring Luke Evans. It's a new action thriller that he's doing. Ridley Scott is going to direct the untitled Bee Gees biopic for Paramount Pictures. Jennifer Garner in talks to join Matt Damon in Ben Affleck's new movie Animals, so that would be pretty cool. Over on the ratings side, Young Sheldon came back and opened its new season to a 2-year audience high. And Ghost also hit a 1-year high, so congratulations to those shows coming back. Sam Rockwell, along with Haley Lou Richardson and Juno Temple, are going to star in a new Gore Verbinski movie. Avatar, The Last Airbender, the first reactions are mixed, with the visuals praised, but some of the performances are lacking. So, but yeah, that's going to be hitting Netflix this weekend. Scott Atkins is joining Kickboxer Armageddon, so we're getting another Kickboxer movie. So Scott Atkins, a great one to add to your cast, so Kickboxer Armageddon. Luc Besson, is sinking his teeth into a new Dracula movie with Christoph Waltz and Caleb Landry Jones. Supposedly, Superman Legacy is to blame for Superman and Lois's cancellation, that Warner Brothers does not want a Superman on the big screen and a Superman on the small screen, so there's only room for one, so that is why we're wrapping up Superman and Lois. Let me see here, man. We have the full list of the People's Choice Awards winners. Man, I watched this award show over the weekend. What a fucking joke. What a joke. You know, I'm all for fan voting. I think fan voting is great because I'm a fan and I would love to vote. But sometimes y'all make some dumbass decisions. Like, I'm going to point out one. On the People's Choice Awards, the category was Best Action Star, right? Best Action Star. We had Brie Larson for, like, Captain Marvel. We had Keanu Reeves for John Wick, you know. Chris Pratt for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Tom Cruise for Mission Impossible, and your winner is Rachel Zegler for The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, The Hunger Games. Congratulations. What? What? And another nominee in this category was Viola Davis for the same movie, for Hunger Games. Best Action Star? Viola Davis didn't do a goddamn thing in that movie to be an action star. Like, where does that even come from? And how does Rachel Zegler win? Keanu Reeves fell down 50 flights of stairs. Tom Cruise rode a motorcycle off a mountain in real life. But Rachel Zegler did some running in in the Hunger Games, and she's the best action star of the year. Sometimes these decisions are just so whack. And it just, and that takes away from this just being a fun award show. I like award shows like this because they promote the everyday movie, right? It's not just the foo-foo artsy movies like the Oscars. This is the everyday movie, right? So I like that. But your winners have got to make sense, guys. They've got to. Oh, man, that was really, really frustrating. It really, really was. Okay, moving on. We also have your full winners list for the BAFTAs, so check that out if you are interested. Make sure you're following me on TikTok because I got video reviews for all these movies that I've been seeing. Quick 1-minute video reviews. I drop them on TikTok. Follow Am I on the Air? Berlin is getting a season 2. That's right. Netflix has renewed the Money Heist spinoff Berlin for a season 2. Yorgos Lanthimos is set to helm the remake of the Korean dark comedy Save the Green Planet. Julia Roberts is going to be reteaming with Sam Esmail. They did Leave the World Behind. They're going to reunite for a new movie called Panic Carefully. I like the sound of that. Hasbro is shopping the rights to a new Clue movie, so keep your eyes out maybe for Clue at some point down the road. We will see. We have the new trailer for Shirley. This is premiering on Netflix on March 22nd. So check this one out here. Looks really, really good. The new Mickey 17 release date. That's right. This movie was supposed to come out in March of this year, and then it vanished from the schedule, and now will come out in 2025. So it's been pushed completely out of the year. It will also play in IMAX now, though, so that is pretty cool there. Venom 3 has added Clark Bacco to the sequel, so I'm not familiar with her, but congratulations on joining the cast. Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2 is coming soon, and they're going to start filming in July. We have the new trailer for Irish Wish, which is Lindsay Lohan's new romantic comedy coming to Netflix. Blade Runner 2099, which is Prime Video's sequel series, is going to start going into production soon, and they just hired a new director to take on the project. Emma Stone might reunite with Yorgos Lanthimos for that Save the Green Planet remake. So they, of course, just did Poor Things together. The White Lotus, Will Sharp, has been cast as Mozart in an upcoming TV series. We have the True Detective showrunner explaining season 4's obscure ending. I finished True Detective season 4, Night Country, over the weekend. I did not care for this season very much. I see a lot of people like running to the hills saying what a great season it was. It was okay. I don't think it was all that great. It was very confusing. There was a lot going on. It leaned too heavy into like supernatural stuff, which is not really what True Detective is. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just kind of a letdown. Pokemon Concierge is returning for season 2, so congratulations there. That's going to be on Netflix. Sam Mendes, who we knew was going to do a Beatles biopic, but now it looks like he's going to direct 4 separate movies about each band member. So each movie will be from that band member's perspective. And then that just leads me to believe there'll be a fifth movie where they reunite, where they assemble for the Beatles initiative, right? Is that where Nick Fury comes to the Beatles and says, "I would like to talk to you about the Beatles initiative," and then we get the big Beatles team up movie, right? So I don't know, man. It's interesting. We're getting 4 separate Beatles movies about each band member. So there you go. We have the new trailer for Civil War, which is Alex Garland's new movie. It looks really, really good, man. I'm excited for Civil War. We have your first look at the Borderlands movie. A lot of people have been wondering, where the hell is the damn Borderlands movie? They made this thing like 2 or 3 years ago. It's been sitting on the shelf. They've been trying to tweak it. They've been doing some reshoots. Finally, we got a first look. We got a poster, and tomorrow the trailer is going to finally drop. So keep an eye on our social media. We will post the trailer when it drops. Stephen King is baffled by the decision to keep the new Salem's Lot movie on the shelf. That's right. Another movie that has been finished, has been screened for people, and everybody I know that's watched it and has reported about watching it said it's really, really good. But Warner Brothers is just, it's just sitting on a shelf. There's no release date. So very, very odd there. Let's see here. SNL, Sydney Sweeney and Josh Brolin are going to host episodes in March. That's awesome. Two great hosts. Can't wait to see Sydney and Josh host the show in March. Congratulations to Masters of the Air. It has become the most viewed series launch over on Apple TV Plus. If you missed Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom in the movie theater, it is going to be available to stream on Max starting February 27th. So there you go, coming very, very soon to stream over on Max, which is going to be great. Paramount is moving forward with their Ferris Bueller spinoff film, and it has landed director David Katzenberg. And Jurassic World, they've been trying to make this new Jurassic World movie that's supposed to come out next year, which I'm like, how are they going to pull that off? David Leitch was in negotiations. I was excited about that, but then he dropped out due to conflicting visions. But they've now landed on a director, Rogue One director. The creator director Gareth Edwards has stepped in, and I'm excited about this. I think Gareth can do a really, really cool job. And again, this is supposed to be another chapter into the Jurassic World. This is not a continuation of the Chris Pratt trilogy that already came out. It's not supposed to bring back anybody from the original trilogy. This is supposed to be a start of a whole new subplot. So very cool, man. Gareth Edwards gonna direct the new Jurassic World movie. He needs to get going though, because if this movie comes out in like a year and a half, Let's go, man. It's a big special effect dinosaur movie. You ain't got time to fuck around. All right. So there you go. That is our news of the week. And we got you all caught up, my friends. So thank you so much for joining me on this ride. As always, we much appreciate it. So we're hitting that 45-minute mark. Let's get on out of here. AmIOnTheAir.com is the official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that and check it all out. It's got all our socials on there. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on X at DXDonMega at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow along there. Same handles over on Threads. So whichever way you go with it, just follow us, man. Follow us. But all our news is over on Twitter and X. So make sure you follow the AmIOnTheAir feed to get all the trailers and all the news that drops throughout the week. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, 5 stars, thumbs up. It really helps the show out. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. We're on all social medias simply under Am I on the Air? And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros, reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, all one word, and Pop Culture _ Pros. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. Much appreciated. And that'll do it for me on this February the 20th. I appreciate you. Hope you've had a great show. Have an amazing week. We'll be back next week with some more news. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace. Red Dragons!